After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
It's the Frenchie and Tom show. Ben and one's tall, the other one's just as tall.
Okay.
The catchy name.
Can you count us in, Grant?
It's big cheeks and thin cheeks.
In the hottest room in the world.
Okay, the counting didn't help at all, but big cheeks and thin cheeks. And then what cheeks would you be, Rory?
Oh, dude, I'm slapping cheeks.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
He's clapping cheeks, bro.
Clapping so hard they're slapping, dude.
Clapping cheeks.
His fucking cheeks are getting domestically abused.
Who do you think's the sidekick in this situation?
You.
Well, I would say me, because I'm the furthest away. You guys are sitting closer.
Oh, no, I mean
subtle
like,
body language.
Oh, you did
no,
take
I mean
off
between
the,
two of you. Like... Because someone's...
You mean like who's John Wayne, to go from a really old
who's
reference?
Paul
who's Robin?
Schaefer?
Who's Robin?
Who's Letterman?
Who's...
I mean, like, I was, you know, I'm younger than you by a lot.
Who's
now.
The maid?
Now I've
who's
just...
Who's the nanny? Who's the nanny, Fran Drescher, and who's Mr.
Yeah.
Sheffield?
Yeah, like,
I'm Cece.
Rory Lowe is on the podcast, comedian, friend, Englishman.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at Alex. He's been trying to sort the aircon out for the last 15 minutes. He hasn't quite figured it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, Alex is dressed like Ivan Milat too. He's went to, a themed party on Saturday night. So he's struggling. He's still in character as Ivan, struggling with aircon.
Yep. I love this so far. It's fantastic.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, like you started the show, went to introduce me, got distracted.
Yeah,
and
we
then,
probably won't come back to it
and
either.
And then told the whole audience who is watching this or listening to this that can't see him.
Yeah, that's why you got to paint
gag
a
about
picture.
Him.
Yes, yep. Paint a picture. But now they know what Ivan Milat looks like, so that's instantly, boom, we know. And yeah, he's turned the aircon on to make it 10 times hotter. He's got it. Rory, how you going, mate?
Are you sure you're just not sweating?
Oh, always no, sweating.
You've done this before, but you seem a bit nervous
sweating.
Today.
Oh, yeah.
220th episode got me. 30th.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you want, 230?
Oh, too many five.
Fuck.
You haven't been on in a while. You were on, what room were we in? Were we in some kind of closet last time?
We were in Sam Kissyajukian's crack hardware house.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. And we had the infamous wanking story. On the street, you told.
I don't remember.
The car wanking street story.
We came on the grass. It was very
oh,
famous.
That, yeah. I was like, have I been wanking in the street again? have I been corny 2012 in it once more?
You've been in a relationship since then, though, aren't you?
Yeah. I think I was in, that was probably like a couple of days before I like proper started going out with my girlfriend.
Oh, really? Oh, so you had a big look in the mirror after that incident?
Well, there
after
was doing like, our podcast, you're like, this is rock bottom.
There was two ladies in my life at that time. And you know, obviously I've made the right choice.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not wanking on the street anymore. I'm very much in love.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Didn't awesome. You just get engaged?
Both of us.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I just talked
that.
About it a bit more.
You knew that. Don't pretend you didn't know that. You're such a liar.
It's like,
oh, Tom's liar. Getting married, so I've got to get married too.
Oh, Tom's marrying his girlfriend. I bet he married my girlfriend.
Oh, bro, just for tax reasons, you don't even need to anymore. It seems a mistake, but there
you guys
you
have
go.
A joint wedding. Like you get,
I would be funny.
Love that.
Like, you walk each other down the aisle, and both your girlfriends are stood
cool.
up there, like fuck. What are we
save
doing?
Some money too?
Yeah, you could. I'm kind of like your dad.
And we could do a like each during the vows, we each do a word.
Okay, let's
and then
try.
It's not really binding.
Let's pretend we're marrying Rory okay. and we're each saying a word.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of how vows actually
to
go.
This is not going to work.
My
beautiful
husband.
I
love
your
face
and
your
butt.
See, we're good at this, see?
It's fucking Shakespearean, boys.
Okay.
Shakespearean it is.
In the year and a half since we saw you, what have you been
Plato?
Up to?
Was it Plato?
That was Plato. What have you been up to, Rory? You moved in, you're doing your shows.
Yeah,
how's the stand-up been going? Tell us about that.
Stand-up's been going good.
I just opened for Bert.
Oh,
holy shit.
From Bert and Ernie fame.
Yeah. Again, I was on the street gigging.
No, Bert Kreischer. Is that how you say his last name?
Kreischer, I think.
Kreischer. I put an extra. Where was that at?
ICC.
6,000 seats or something.
10,000.
10,000.
Holy
fucking
shit.
Fucking people.
Jesus. Fuck, Bert's doing all right.
Yeah, he's doing well, man.
Who knew?
Tell us about that. So, is there IVs after? Is that a real thing?
I've done that with him before. Yeah.
So can you explain to everyone
what the IV is?
Oh, well, like he went out to Ivy with some of the boys.
No. So because he's drink so much, Bert and his crew drink so much on tour, he gets IVs for everyone.
Yeah, because like you get dehydrated, so you just get like a medically induced hydration.
Like you're in Thailand or Bali or something.
Or like we're recording in this room in the fucking sauna because the aircon's still not fucking working.
I swear
working.
It's heat, Alex.
Yeah, what's it like
does
doing 10,000 people?
No. It was wild. I didn't expect it to do it.
Oh, we moved on, Tom.
Yeah. Catch up, mate.
So what's it like doing 10,000 people?
Well, I mean, dude, I only found out in the morning I was going to do it.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah,
Did someone pull out?
No. So I've been messaging him on Instagram for like ages because I opened up for him like in the States in like 20, just before pandemic. And then came out here and I saw he was coming. So I was like, hey, man, like, you know, do you need an opening act? No response. So, all right, cool. You know, what's up? Sent him like another message. I was like, no response. And I was like, all right, fuck. And that was like 6 months ago. And so I'd sent him like maybe like 15 or 16 Instagram messages. And he's just left me on read for all of them.
He's like, I gotta block this site.
Yeah, dude, I was checking his followings. I'm like, I think he's unfollowed me. Like, I think he's like, fuck this guy. And then I wake up in the morning and it's just like, hey man, you want a spot tonight? I'm like, yes. Yes.
Wow.
I'm
on the
spot. Do you want to? I don't know if you can call 10,000 people a spot.
Yeah, just try some new stuff.
You want to jump up, bro?
Yeah, you want to drop in and do a cheeky 10 to 10?
Holy, you did 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Holy fucking shit.
That's cool, man.
You did all the classics?
Oh, man. No, I did I did new stuff. I
did no, you didn't.
Look at him.
No,
look at him.
No.
I did all your material.
Fuck, I love that, bro. My material is slap, bro.
Hey, guys, I'm Frenchy.
Oh, you're making... Bert Kreischer did a shoey every fucking show, bro.
Yeah, but dude, he does it and like he's got like a real gold chain on, so...
Tom bought me that one.
Dude, that's a real magic carp.
This is a real magic carp. And Tom bought me the chain I wear on stage. It's the Shackers from...
Yeah, it's probably real.
Yeah, from... You said it was real.
Yeah, Paddy's Market. It wouldn't be
said
fake.
Real on the
yeah,
seat.
The guy
said real gold.
Well,
Kreischer fucking messaged me. Okay, how long ago
yeah,
back
he
was that?
He was following you. He was following you. He's following Isaac Kidgel, Nick Cordy, me, and then he's following you, and I couldn't stop laughing when I found out he was following you.
Well,
I assume he was like that's so funny.
Trying to get someone to open for him in Australia, and then he was like, saw enough of my videos, like, I don't want this guy to steal the limelight.
Oh, is that
yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, that's what could. Because he wrote, I come to Australia in April, and I was like, fuck yeah, bro, the shoeys are wait. Doesn't write back. I'm playing it cool. I don't want a double message.
See, that's your problem. Most of the time, you think everyone's going to offer you things and you're too self-conscious to put yourself out there.
Also...
bit of rejection.
Has made this on Photoshop. I'm certain of it.
Oh,
I'm
yeah. Certain. That actually has a watermark. It says Canva.
It's got stock images. Just like...
Well, I thought it'd be like, hey, man, do you want to open or do you want to close, maybe? Or...
You could have offered something. Like, do you want to grab
a beer?
I said
offer the shoeys. I gave him that tip.
What, you're going to casually do shoeys? He thinks you're a psycho. He's like, this guy's not playing a character. Well, he just wants a shoey in a corner.
I thought he'd be like, thanks for the tip about the shoeys. I've asked around. That's a great thing for a fun drinking comedian to do. I'm indebted to you. Would you like to open?
I don't know. If you were expecting a message that long back, I think you were mistaken. That's a long message. Mm,
yeah.
Phone call.
Looking back on it, could have played it differently, but it's hard, man. Because we're all in relationships. We don't have that same nervous energy from texting girls. You know, we're like, is she going to write back? Is this a good thing to write back? So now we get it from texting other comedians we haven't met yet.
He didn't message girls, too. Oh. You know what I mean?
He says message, he yelled at them from cars.
It's like, yeah, message girls.
Right, how do you know if they're up if you don't message them?
I reckon
them?
You probably have the worst, like if you weren't, yes. like... As, yes. like, I yes. guess, known on Facebook and stuff. that like people, you would never get laid. Like no one would ever come near you. Just as like a person, like you're one of the ugliest people I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like you and Kyle Legacy are like battling it off for, like, ugliest cunt with jokes.
I'm not denying anything he's saying right now. Thank
dude, you know what I mean? Like, if he wasn't funny, and even then, that's debatable. Like,
I wasn't expecting the roast. I love to see it.
He'd just be in calls, packing bags.
I did like, say he should write.
No one loves me, dude.
I did tell him he should write a series where he's a trolley pusher, because it's like,
dude, he can get so many trolleys. You know what I mean? That'd be the best thing.
He wouldn't need those bungee cords they have.
Just put his long arm. You'd be able to pull him in with your fingernails, you grotty cunt. I reckon you'd be pulling him in, dude.
Thanks for the seltzer. That was good.
Because, you're pretty, he's pretty.
I agree. No, I completely agree with you.
He's good looking.
I agree with you, Rory. I couldn't.
Thank you, Rory.
Yeah, I would rebuttal.
Cute.
I would rebuttal and say you've got bedhead right now. You
have
know
food
I mean?
On your
I
face. Would. Like, there's actually food on the side.
No, Tom,
of your
you're
face.
Supposed to check it. Tom's supposed to check my face like a monkey and pick it out.
He's wiped it off now. But we've been doing this for 15 minutes, and I've just been like, when do I pull out the food on the face card?
I've done that. I've done that to him before.
Yeah, Tom waited 50 minutes to tell me I had something in my teeth once, one podcast. Right at the end. I'm like, why didn't you tell me that earlier?
Tell you what, it wasn't. It wasn't pussy in there, was it?
But,
no.
You know, is it? It wasn't. What, there wasn't pussy in my teeth? Is that what you're saying?
No, there's not. There's never any.
That doesn't even make sense. But you know those animals that groom other animals? I think they're like monkeys, and they go through and they pick and they eat the lice. That's what Tom usually does to me before the podcast. I sit
but
in front of
pubes.
Him. Yeah, he takes brushes the pubes
extra
off of my mouth.
There. So 10,000 people.
Yeah, 10,000 people.
Goes from me talking to Rory going, you did 10,000 people. Great opening for Bert.
Yeah.
To how do you ever get laid, Frenchie?
Yeah.
You ugly Kyle Legacy motherfucker. Threw Kyle under the bus from nowhere.
Yeah, no, but like.
He's a big fan too. He's
already
not gonna
under
be happy.
The bus.
He actually got laid a few times from our podcast. He likes to tell people.
Oh, dude.
I know.
Let's be honest. I don't think a lot of the viewers and listeners of this are that good looking. Are they? That is not true.
We have hotties, bro. Yeah. You don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
There's like five hot people.
We got hot chicks listen too, bro. We've talked to them in real life.
I'm saying five people total.
Nah, we got the best looking podcast fans in the game.
Five hot people.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, maybe the ones that like Tom's stuff.
Yeah. Tom brings them in.
Tom's bringing in good-looking, wholesome young ladies.
Bro, you should.
And I've seen your crowd, bro. I was in Melbourne. I was at the Comics Lounge every night during your show. And, the first night, it's like a Wednesday or whatever. And, I walk in. I'm doing the show afterwards. There's, an hour gap. And Frenchie's fans just start coming out, right? And it's looks like a few people left their teeth in the room. I swear to God, there's people coming out. There's not a lot of dental work happening in the Frenchie's crowd on a Wednesday, dude. And they were so lit. And they're all trying to jump the line to get a photo with Frenchie. And I'm Jesus Christ. I mean, if they want a photo, they must be on meth. It wasn't just it wasn't the teeth thing that gave him away. It was they really like him. Fuck drug addicts. And then the best thing is there's these four dudes all tatted up to the neck. Everyone else is kind of left and about to start the next show, so they've kind of asked everyone to leave.
I gotta know what you're saying.
And there's just four dudes just with beers, just
shaking them up.
Oh no.
And just spraying other people that are
in
just,
the crowd.
Just randoms. Just randoms. Like they're at a club.
Yep.
Yeah, they're popping bottles.
But it's just
popping bottles
popping
in
VVs.
The ice. Yeah.
And
they had to get kicked out, yeah.
Frenchie comes up and goes, see that man? Fuck, I bet you wish you had my crowd. I was
I did not say that! That is a lie. That's a lie.
I don't think he'd lie about that.
Yeah, dude. I haven't told a lie the whole time I've been on this microphone.
I was like, yeah, you wish you had
preaching
this.
Preaching the truth. That's what I've been doing, dude.
Oh, fuck. So, yeah, because you were hosting the show on after me, so we got to hang out every night in Melbourne, which was the funnest part of You're probably all night getting to see me, do my thing.
I just like talking
taking
to
Kieran. Notes.
I like talking to Kieran Lyons.
Oh, we love
it's
Kieran Lyons.
It's so much fun to talk to.
Yeah.
Hey, Kieran, how's your day going? Dude, that's how he talks.
It's kind of, yeah. I've heard him talk like that.
Oh my goodness. Rory coming armed today.
I like it. Rory's
bringing you're like a school shooter today, Rory. You brought in a semi-automatic and everyone everywhere can get a piece of lead.
So you were hosting a show. Let's. Who was the worst?
Dude, but this is the thing right now. Everyone who doesn't know Kieran Lyons is like, is he taking the piss out of a deaf dude?
Yeah,
like, he's
yeah.
not deaf. He's a regular person. Just every now and then he just slides into like, oh, yeah, man. Oh, no, and then, you know, like, we went to the strippers. But like, I didn't really go to the strippers. It's like, sometimes I spend too much money when I'm there, you know. All this fucking crypto stuff's going in, you know.
He does like crypto.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that one. He's wearing a Binance hat on a Saturday night.
Isn't that the one that got banned or whatever?
Oh, I'm not sure. They're all getting banned. And he's telling me about how Andrew Tate's pumping crypto. And if you get on his mailing list, he'll give you the tip early.
Why would
I think
he was joking. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, no. But all I knew. See what I mean? Are you joking or you having a stroke?
Oh, man.
But thank you for the seltzers.
Oh, no, you're welcome. I thought I was gonna drink them all. Myself,
oh, yeah, you got kind of...
Who would be... Okay, because one of your reps in the industry is you're the loosest comic in Australia.
But I think that title's given to somebody else.
No, that's Shooter Williamson.
Very well,
loosest Aussie bloke.
Okay.
Second loosest. Let's not throw me in the sand.
Okay.
Loosest Australian, not originally from Australia.
You're very good at drinking and doing shows. We'll put it like that way. What about you versus Krajna, who can drink and perform at the top of their game?
Oh, man, he can, like, really drink.
He really? It's not
like,
an act?
No, like, he can, like, really, really drink.
How many does he do pre-show, you reckon?
Like, he drinks double vodka sodas.
Oh, so, yeah, like, keep that figure.
Yeah, every drink that he has is, like...
That's a rough drink. The soda doesn't cover the vodka, does it?
Yeah, there's no lime in it either. It's just, like, fucking...
No calories, bro. Keep cooking. Yeah,
there's still calories in it.
Like, when we...
Vodka has calories.
When I was touring in the States with him, it'd be, like, we'd get to the city that we were in, and then we'd get to the bus, and then we'd get some food, and we'd probably have a couple beers, and that'd be like three. So he'd probably start drinking like three. Which is kind of like, you know, that's
like,
how I'm,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just saying. You know
yes,
what I mean?
You
yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it's three now. So, and so they would do that, and we'd drink for a while, and then I guess we'd go back to like the room or like the bus. And we might keep drinking there. If we're all together, we were drinking. And then he'd be on, obviously, like, we'd go do sound check. We'll have a drink backstage. And so he's having, like, doubles with each of these drinks.
Oh.
So he's, like, 10 drinks in before we got to, I guess, sound check. And then we'd, like, have a couple more. And then he'd have, like, a couple on stage. And so, like, in the bus, on the tour bus, there was 30 bottles of vodka.
Holy
just, like, the freezer
shit.
Was just full of ice.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Tears. And so he could drink and he can eat as well, dude. Like, that's another thing. Like, I don't eat, you know. Like,
just drink.
Yeah, dude, I drink and man. The only thing I eat comes in a very tiny bag.
Little takeaway.
A little tiny bag.
Little doggy bag.
He was like your sensei. He taught you and now at some point.
It was nice to kind of, like, because I like... Like, my style of, like, doing comedy is I like telling stories about, like, you know, the Salmon Boys and like, getting fucked up and doing wild shit. And, like, you got to go do it to do the jokes. You can't just, like, sit
stories.
Down and be like, I'm a writer of hilarious...
You need the inspo.
Yeah.
The problem is, when I get loose, I don't remember anything, so I think it'd be a bit... I'd have to have someone, a scribe, follow me on a night out
who
and write down what I do.
Explain your flashbacks.
Which is actually the worst thing when you got a mate who wasn't drinking and he remembers everything and he starts telling you, like, I don't want to know that I did that.
Yeah, fuck it. Louis Spears could get it too.
Oh, yeah.
About, that's what he's like.
Yeah,
because
he doesn't drink.
Dude.
So he's just like a memory bank.
Yeah.
A memory bank.
He'll just be like, dude, you started eating from other people's plates and you're like, I don't want to know that.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, fuck it. Get drunk so I can forget.
Yeah.
Is it fun being on a tour bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you get one for Australia if you could? If someone was like, here's a tour bus, go on a tour in Australia.
If let's say logistically it worked, yeah, and like there was like actually more cities in between the major cities.
Yeah, it's pretty spread out.
I would 100% do that.
It would be fun.
It'd be so sick. Just get like three of the boys in a fucking dished out Winnebago and just like hit the road and just every night just like doing fucking an hour across the whole country. Yeah. And then, you know, like just getting back in the van and just being like, boy,
it would be funny to do that.
Like a bus, yeah, like a full bus.
Yeah, that'd be a cool series, but you literally went to almost every town. So you'd go to towns with like 500 people, like real small towns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you still have to bring a fire show to like the locals.
And the show is called like I've Been Everywhere, Man.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. That's the theme song.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you do it pretty much. You go everywhere.
Yeah, we could probably get a bus next time.
Yeah.
It'd take a while, wouldn't it? French. You'd be like, oh, we're going to Adelaide. See you in like fucking 12 hours.
Yeah, but that's why you got to plan it out really well. And then you got to stay on the road. That's the only other problem.
Rory's going to roast you again.
Okay, go for it.
Frenchie's bombed in more Australian cities than the Japanese.
Well, they only bombed Darwin, so that's all right.
Yeah. Where did we bomb? We bombed a few places, to be honest.
We bombed in Mickendara, Brockton.
I bombed everywhere, man. Is this meant to be playing then, by the way?
What's your worst bomb?
Worst bomb? There's definitely a few. Hey, I had one time where I think I was like first starting off and we were doing a gig in like, it was like 4 hours outside of Perth.
Geraldton?
It was like something in between. It was called Minganu. All right, it's called Minganu, but it's spelled Mingenew. So it's spelled Minge-new.
Oh.
Yeah.
At least it's new. Smell too bad.
Yeah, we're in the car with Mike Goldstein and Mike G goes, what was Pussy Fresh taken? I was like, that's so funny. Just classic tour bus banter
right there.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah.
And so I'm doing this gig. This gig is at a tractor expo. All right.
Yeah.
And before we take the stage, there is a children's fashion show.
Oh no.
Yeah, dude. So we don't even have a stage. We're stood on the end of like a runway that like 4 and 5 year old kids have just walked up and down. I assume the town's children have just walked up and down modeling, I don't know, some chick who's going through a divorce's cardigans.
Oh my goodness.
In Minge New. Right. And they get off and the only people that left are kind of like old, like nanas and granddads who have just watched their kids do the thing. And then I'm up there and I'm just absolutely tanking it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's hard.
It's hard to do stand-up with a boner.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was a tractor festival, not an attractive festival.
The kids got off and then we got off.
I rip him so hard he just starts saying I'm a pedo to all the
business. I was waiting for it. You like, set it up perfectly, bro. Like, if you're not going to take the low hanging fruit, we're going to. I was waiting for it. I mouth pedo at him. No, because you said the only people left were the kids' grandparents. I'm like, and the pedos. The town pedos would have been.
Oh, is that what you were saying? I thought you were queuing me for your jokes.
Hey, Tom.
It's called set up for a pedo.
I'm gonna do a pedo.
We were ready. Well, if you weren't gonna take it, we were. Anyway, you're straight after you're doing your set.
Yeah, so I'm gonna do like 25 minutes in front of these Gertrudes. Just like just eating dicks, dude. And then I was like, this is how I'm gonna close. I'm like, yeah, maybe if any of you got your pussy eaten every now and then, you'd feel better about this. Like they were old women. I'm like, I'm very young at this point. I'm like 22, 23. And I'm like, I just don't know how to deal with like crowds not liking me. So
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, just panic.
Just
turn on them.
Maybe you should not get any pussy.
You got old ninjas.
And it's just like, yeah, all these like Bethanys and Gertrudes and fucking just Julianas just absolutely having a...
Get your pussy eaten and you fucking
dirty
losers.
Stare at me, bro. Big old fuck.
That's rough.
And then you had to stay around that town for the night?
Well, yeah, we were at a tractor expo. Yeah, I couldn't leave.
That's the worst. Like, after a bomb, you want to leave as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it was brutal.
That is hard.
Like, also, would love to watch me do it, though. You know what I mean? Like,
I love watching someone bomb. Do you remember any great bombs you've watched?
That's when you reach the next level, is when you embrace the bomb and bomb with class.
Oh yeah, no, I still don't like it.
I really like watching Amos Gill bomb.
Oh yeah,
because he
goes hard at him.
He's like, all right, fuck it, you're not getting my material. I'm just gonna say some of the most horrendous shit I can think of. Like, pretty much, like, dude.
It makes me so uncomfortable when comics go like that, though. When they go full suicide bomber. Yeah. It's like, oh, people have to go on after you, man. Dude, and they just, like, start roasting the crowd.
Yeah, but you go better with them doing that. Can't be worse.
Yeah, true.
I've seen a few good bombs. I saw Steve Hughes one time throw a microphone at someone in the audience.
Oh really?
Yeah, that was great.
Cordless, or did he throw it and kind of retract it back?
It had a cord. We were about 3 hours outside of Perth, where obviously the best fans are. It's me, Steve Hughes, and Reese Nicholson. All right, so, you know, a group of people who all get along very well. You know what I mean? Very different people.
Yes.
And so Steve's like being like chilling. I'm MC, I'm like, again, like 3 or 4 years in, so I've only really got half an hour, 40 minutes max, right? I do about 15, 20 before Reese, and then Reese gets on, does half an hour, kills it, break. Awesome. I get up, I do maybe 10. I'm like, this crowd's hot. We're ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing on Steve Hughes. So Steve Hughes comes on. Someone heckles him in the first 3 minutes, and then he goes, what the fuck is this shithole? I don't want to be here. I did the Apollo. Fuck you, cunts.
Oh, wow.
And then he throws the microphone like into the crowd and just storms off the stage. And I have to get back on because I'm emceeing and bring the mic up. And I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Hughes.
Give it up for him.
I love that.
And then I'm looking across at Riggs. I'm like, what do I do? He's like, you ain't gone. I'm like, all right, sick. No. So like, I have to do like 40 minutes of headline material, which I didn't have 5 minutes of.
Yes.
And so I got up there and bombed. That was a good bomb.
Yeah, but also the assist from him really threw you.
Is that when the drinking started?
No, I started drinking ages ago.
I think the thing is you just got to embrace the bomb. You just got to realize it's happening. There's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, dude, there's a moment where you go, I'm bombing out. Yep. I have that like every now and then. I get up and I'm just like, oh, because I had a cheeky bomb like a couple of weeks ago. I got up there just like not having fun, like crowds like boo, like fuck you. They're not actually booing, but like the energy is like, we don't want to be here. Yep. Like we want to eat our salad. And and you just get this moment where you go, oh, I'm bombing.
Oh, yeah. You feel the air suck out of the room.
But it's so much fun. You get like this kind of like cheek, because I've done it for ages now. I've bombed everywhere, man. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And so did you get to this point now where you're like, I kind of like it, because like you get this excitement.
I'm not there yet.
You get this excitement where you're like, oh, I wonder if I could turn this. Like, how do we turn this?
Yeah,
challenge.
You start ripping on your own bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just, and usually you make sure the crowd knows that it's their fault. That's what I do. No, I say, you say stuff, then usually this joke goes better. But then again, sometimes I get crowds that get comedy, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
Now you pick it on your own crowds.
Nah, then my crowds are good. I'm saying comedy nights, bro. My crowds are fine. Don't worry about that.
Comedy nights. Why are you saying it like I run these comedy nights?
Yeah, you do.
You emceed it.
You are the face.
I'm the face of which comedy nights?
You are the face. Magic.
Magic.
Yeah.
That's a good room, actually.
Magic Johnson.
Magic.
His room.
Yeah.
It's rough.
It's...
Dude, I did my first MCing gig. Like, I don't think I've actually MC'd. I was on the way to the gig being like, I don't think I've actually done this.
Oh.
And it was a fucking tough room. Where was it? Newcastle.
Oh, yeah. Like, the one upstairs?
It wasn't the Newcastle
Comedy
Club. Was it
the Comedy Club? Okay.
It was just a gig.
A random pub.
Oh, fuck.
Random pub. I think they do comedy once a month or something like that. So it's not common.
Yeah.
And no front row except a guy in a wheelchair, severely disabled, and his two carers. That's the front row.
That's how disabled he was. He had two.
Two carers.
Wow. Two.
Yeah. That's yeah, it. They were Eiffel towering over him to do stuff. I don't know. And so that was a tough start, but he liked to talk. So I was kind of getting like, it wasn't heckling, but it felt like heckling.
So
so I had to go hard.
It's just
to prove a point, I had to cut him down. You know?
So it's just, sorry, you're MCing. How many people are there in total?
It's one of those gigs where there is a lot of comedians, like maybe 12 comedians out doing the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're in the crowd.
No, they're probably more than the crowd. They're in there, but they're at the back. Mm. Then there's probably matching audience, but spread out. Yeah.
So you've got like, what, 10 comics and like 12, nine and a half audiences?
Yeah, depending. If you count carers full.
Yeah, they, no, you don't, because they don't pay for a ticket.
Nah, yeah.
So
I think it was free.
Yeah,
night.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was rough, man.
Do you remember any joke that you did that was just like...
Oh, fuck. I think I asked the guy sitting with him because I was like, surely they're not both carers? So I was like, what do you do? And he's like, ask someone else, mate.
What do you mean, ask someone else?
That was his response. And I was like...
And then you stay on him?
No, because I hate when people do that. Because this one guy did that to this one person. Oh, then there were nurses. And I was like, any good nursing stories? They're like, can't talk about that. It's confidential.
Oh, wow.
And then another comedian, I already got that. And I was like, fuck, this crowd sucks. And then another comic just kept asking the same person for about 5 minutes. And he's like, I'm not going to tell you any stories. Kept trying. Yeah. And it never went anywhere.
You know, it's a big bomb when even telling the story bombs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It felt like this. This is actually a bigger crowd than I had.
Next.
This is more attention.
Dude, Alex's face when you're like, yeah, he was in a wheelchair, he was severely disabled. And Alex's like, no, everyone changed the subject. I thought Kieran was here.
I think he started turning up the heat on the aircon. It's too cold in here.
That's you just sweating telling that story, bro.
Oh, it was
and
bad.
Didn't you go do that gig on your birthday?
No, it was the day after.
Oh, yeah, because last week it was Tom's birthday and we forgot to talk about it on the podcast.
I forgot. I keep forgetting it's my birthday, to be fair.
No, don't fucking say that dumb shit. People say that. Oh, yeah, I forget it's my birthday.
You're a young man.
Oh, you forget Christmas as well.
You're a young man, Rory.
But Christmas is for everyone. Birthday is just for me.
Exactly.
I don't care.
So why do you forget that one?
Oh, you won't forget. You won't forget now because we have a present for you. Bring in the present.
No way. Flowers. Oh, my God.
He's got flowers.
And mini cupcakes.
Yo, this is the gayest present I've ever seen in my whole life.
And a Woman's Day magazine. A Woman's Day magazine.
Oh, wow. Was that already here?
Happy 25th, Tom.
Oh, thank you.
That's dope.
I feel bad for not getting Rory something.
Sorry, I'm going to eat some of these cakes.
Oh, yeah.
It's not his birthday.
All right.
He gets the gift of our company.
That's nice.
I take it you don't have like, are you like a birthday week?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm one of those guys who doesn't tell people he knows.
He's
so,
a birthday
so
minute.
They don't talk to me.
The minute he was born, you can say happy birthday. Then it's over.
Did you have a traumatic childhood and it takes
probably.
You back there? Is that what the issue is?
I think it was all right. They say if you don't remember, it was probably good.
Yeah.
Unless you repressed it.
So but every time you walk past like a letterbox, you cry.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
His mum has a very large.
Where's this going?
Womb. Because his head stretched it out, so he was just bumping on the way down. Like, he really caught some knocks.
She had twins later after me. They just fucking fell out.
They slid out.
Unlike Frenchie's mum, who just pushed him out like a pencil.
Yeah. Like I was doing a pin drop at a pool.
After she had
no splash.
Yeah. She had to get the drugs just to put a tampon in after. Nah, it didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Flashbacks to Newcastle.
That's the gear from Newcastle.
We get that. Just eat the feelings away, Tom.
God.
Good. I'm glad you got to do some MCing, bro. MCing's the worst. You think MCing's going to be good when you're starting out. You're like, can't wait till I'm an MC. Worst gig of the night.
I like it.
I hate it.
Yeah, I like it.
I hate it.
It's good.
Because you got to set everyone up for them to succeed. You got to get the crowd ready, get them all hot, and then they come on and just, they got 10 minutes of their best shit, just destroying. Like, five minutes.
Dude, it's easy. Hi, my name's blah, blah, blah. Welcome to the show. We've got a bunch of comedians in the back. They're all very funny. Make for welcome. Big applause. I'm going to do some tester jokes. Here's some jokes, and then we'll bring on your act. Jokes, haha, very funny. Continue. Done.
Okay, and then... Yeah.
Extra couple hundred bucks on top of everyone else.
And then a local just absolutely starts rinsing a guy's material, and he doesn't handle it very well and leaves the stage after a minute and a half. Then you go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's why not everyone can do comedy. and then you just proceed.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
that guy just kills himself on the way up.
Yeah, God, throw out more. Let's throw out some MC scenarios, and I'll tell you how I riff out of them.
That was the plot of the Joker, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah,
with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
He bombs at a comedy room and then decides to kill everyone.
Like I said, it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Some people take over Gotham. Yeah.
Some people can't handle it and then go kill people. And you know what? You're shit at writing jokes. That's what it comes down to.
Or delivering them. Some people are great writers, just can't deliver.
Yeah. Mm. You're like the postman of comedy, though. You're always delivering.
There you go. Look at that.
He's back on his side.
Oh, gave me a compliment. One in 40 minutes.
It's because he saw the good boys get presents.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Should we get into some stories?
Yeah, let's get into some stories.
Alex, do the jingle. Sing this jingle for Rory.
He's been working on it for ages. I thought we were just going to. I was going to tell you a story about how I got arrested for espionage in Adelaide.
Yes.
No, don't run a full bit on us, bro. I've seen it.
No, I'm not going to tell you the whole bit, but I can tell you the story. He hasn't heard it.
I haven't heard it.
It's a bit he does on stage.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, the smoke behind.
No, I mean, like, I can tell you I can tell you the real
story. Okay, tell us.
Yeah, but you know how, like, Jimmy Fallon will set someone up and be like, oh, so I heard you have a story about getting arrested for espionage, and then they launch into, like, a four-minute rehearsed bit.
Yeah,
we don't want that. We want to...
You want unrehearsed.
We want it...
You want me to
not
forget.
Like you do
you want
on,
me to forget the whole
not
thing.
Not like you do on stage, though.
Okay.
When did it happen?
In... March?
Oh, so that was pretty much the first time you did it on stage when I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was very funny. Don't get me wrong.
You know why it was very funny? Because it wasn't a bit and I just told it like it was.
It's a bit. If you do it on stage, it's a bit.
I mean, Frenchie, let's be it's honest. I've bit. Seen you on stage. I haven't seen many bits.
Yeah, well, just because you got naked at my show and showed everyone your bits.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm Dr. Phil now. I'm kind of seeing this.
I got heaps of bits. I got the shoey
it's
bit.
It's not your baby.
Not everyone's made for podcasts, guys.
I got the shoey bit. I got Bert Kreisner wrote to me bit. I've got heaps of bits.
All right, are we doing the espionage story?
Yeah, tell Tom. It's very good. It's very interesting.
Adelaide Festival. Like
yes.
Fringe Festival. Did you ever meet George? I think you met George.
George.
George Zach, the Greek guy.
And he's really like a funny, I don't want to say stereotypical Greek, but great accent.
Yeah. Hi, my name is George.
Yeah.
No, I think I'd remember that. I don't think I've met him.
All right. So me and George, we call ourselves the Salmon Boys.
Oh, no. Okay. Is there a story behind that?
There is, but that is a very long story. Yeah. And it's also very funny. So maybe we can get to that. Yeah, a little snack while you enjoy your movie.
Yes.
And so me and George like to get like hell drunk and just go do hell stupid shit. So George, at like 3 o'clock in the morning when we were on the way to the casino, was like, hey, do you want to jump over that wall? And I was like, fuck yeah, I want to jump over that wall. And like every time we do something stupid, we yell out, salmon boys!
Oh, like silly salmon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I said because we swim out of mischief and we get away with it. And then we yell salmon boys. So I jump over this wall. I can't get back over the wall.
Oh, no.
Because it's too high on the other side, like sunken ground. And so I have to climb a tree to jump back over the wall. And as I do it, I drop my watch. My watch breaks. I drop my watch.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, George, we need to go find my watch. So we both jump over the wall. And we're looking, like, in this garden for, like, half an hour with our, like, flashlights on our phones. didn't know it was the Governor General's house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we broke into the Governor General's house and we're trying to find my watch on the ground just can't stop laughing. And we're so drunk and we keep falling out of trees because we can't get back over the trees. It's just like two of the drunkest people. It should be on four corners where it's like two men.
I would love to see the surveillance. Yeah, surveillance footage.
Oh, man. And so,
Have you seen these men?
We tried to get it off them.
Weren't team players.
We did. They wouldn't let us. So we start walking along the wall. We're like, maybe we can get to an exit. We found a big gate. We're like, we'll climb over the gate. Right. I found my watch at this point somehow.
Hell yeah.
I'm stoked, right? So start climbing over this gate. Four cop cars arrive in front of us.
Oh, no.
And they're like yelling at us. They're like, what the fuck are you doing, man? And me and George are so drunk and we can't get out. We're like, oh, thank God you're here.
It's an improv
like a
show.
Cat in a tree.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God you're here.
Thank God you're here. Grandma's been raped.
They locked us in.
Yeah, we're like, oh, can you let us out? And like, we can't let you out. Only the federal police.
Oh no, they're scarier.
Yeah,
they got their own uniforms and shit.
Yeah, and their own cars, and their cars are faster. Mm. And you know this about me. I don't know if you know this about me. I love fucking with cops.
Right.
Especially when I've done all of my drugs and there's none left on me.
Done all my drugs.
You know what I mean?
There's nothing you can get me with.
You can't test in my system. You know. You know what I mean? Like, what are you gonna do? Blood test?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
you'll have to wait weeks for results.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
It takes a while. Pause for dramatic effect. And so I'm fucking around with the cops, and they're like, all right, what are you guys doing behind here? And I'm like, oh, we're playing hide and seek.
They're all being full serious, too.
I guess you found us, fucking around with them. And they're like, no, this is very serious. And federal police arrive and they let us out. And they're like, we got some questions for you guys. And I'm like, I'm so fucking ready for these questions. I'm so excited, dude. I'm like, I am so excited for these questions. And he's like, all right, first, what's your name? I'm like, Rory. And he's like, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, perfect. I'm like, I'm from North Korea. And he's like, no, you're not. This is very serious. You need to tell us where you're from. And I'm like, I'm so involved in this. I'm like, how do you know I'm not from North Korea? You don't know what they look or sound like. You've never met any of them. Maybe this is what we look and sound like. It's all Western propaganda.
Nice.
Yeah. Plus also Kim, lovely guy.
First name
basis. Yeah, we all know him. And he's like, man, come on, this is very serious, right? And George is like, hi, my name is George Zakharopoulos. I am from Greece.
No.
And he gives him the passport. He's like, all right, that's cool. And he's like, where's your ID? And I'm like, oh, no. I think I've left my ID on the other side of the wall. I'll go get it, you know? And they're like, no, you won't. You're not going back in there. You're under arrest. We'll send three federal agents in there to go find your wallet. I was like, perfect. So they go in looking for it. And then if anyone's going to find it, they will.
Well, they didn't find Maddie McCann's.
That happened in England.
The AFP weren't on her. They didn't find Harold Holt.
Yeah.
They didn't find either of them.
Well, no one, yeah. Okay, anyway.
So far, 0-2 on the federal police find it stuff. And so they go through my bag and they're like, you have a camera in your bag. Why do you have a camera on federal land? You're going to get done for espionage. And I'm like, oh, you know, I film TikToks and stuff. And they're like, what? You have a camera, you're getting done for espionage. We don't even know who you are. And I'm like, I can show you my TikTok if you want.
Yeah, get
nice. Get some drugs.
I'm pretty big on TikTok, boys. And they are just so off it. And they go to my bag and they're like, what's this? And I haven't seen my girlfriend in a while. So I had a bottle of lube in my bag as well. And so
for on the go.
Yeah, dude. So
after sold-out runs at the Public Theater and London's National Theater, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
Yeah, he pulls it out and it's one of those, you know, it's Four Seasons one, sensitive tingles. And it's a good one, you know, spent $30 on it. Top quality loop. And so one federal agent is holding a bottle of lube in my hand, and three others are like looking for my wallet in a bush. And they're like, what is this? And I'm like, it's my lube. Like, I jerk off a lot.
A lot. Whoa.
Yeah. You haven't seen me on the streets?
I'm going to have to taste it to prove it's lube.
And so he like puts it back in and he's like, look, man, if you don't find like your wallet, like in your ID, you're going to jail. And George is like, ha 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 ha, you're going to jail. I guess you're not wanking at my house tonight. And the guy's like, no, you're both going to jail if he doesn't find his ID. So George is like freaking out, right?
Shit.
The federal police, they come back. They're like, we can't find his wallet. And they're like, you're going to jail. And I'm like, oh no, maybe I fucked up. And then all of a sudden, two security guards who were inside the house, who I assume had just been watching the footage like the whole time, I was just falling out of trees and just looking like drunk cunts, come out and like whisper something to the cops, which I assume is something along the lines of, oh, I don't reckon these boys work for Putin.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy's like, okay, all right. I yell at them. I'm like, where have you been? We've been trespassing for hours. And they're like, shut up, we need to tell you something. And I'm like, what? And they're like, we're gonna let you go. And George is like, are you really gonna let us go? And he's like, yeah. And George goes, oh, you are a terrible policeman. And then literally we get on our scooter and we ride on out of there.
The single scooter.
We get a scooter together. We go on
each other's shoulders.
And we just drove on out of there. And I get around the corner and I go, George, you want to see a magic trick? And he goes, yeah. And I go, check this out. And I reach my back pocket. And I'm like, I had my wallet the whole time. I just didn't want to show the cops my ID. Right. And then he looks at me and goes, oh, a salmon boys.
Salmon boys. That's funny.
Salmon boys.
Yeah, that'd be a good TV show, like a kids TV show.
Yeah, ABC
the
kids.
Salmon boys.
Salmon boys,
and there's like a freeze frame on that, and then this cool sort of rock song comes in.
Yeah. Rock salmon, funny.
Fuck.
It's funny. Like that's so Adelaide. Like you can just jump a wall and it's the Governor General's.
Oh, dude, it's like next to the casino. It's like a terrible place to put it.
That's a bad spot.
It's what internationals actually think of Australia. Like, yeah, you jumped the wrong fence. It's the Prime Minister's house.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing?
That's happened before. But,
Happens in Canberra because everything's fucking all the government bullshits there. Like around our school was all
Where did you grow up in England?
Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough. Is that a hard area or like a rich area?
It's not rich. It's like Geordie Shore kind of thing, but it's like a steel mill town.
Yeah, because that's the accent. Well, not. It's half the accent you got is Geordie Shore, and also the way you drink is very Geordie Shore.
Yeah, I mean, we drink.
Yeah.
Like for Christmas, like I brought my girlfriend over to my mum's house and my dad's house. And my mum got her so drunk that she passed out at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
That's...
Yeah. And my mum charged on until like 2 a.m.
Wow.
Your old man is a football coach, isn't he?
Yeah.
I just find that very interesting. I think it's a fun little fact about you. Because he
was staring at you like that. It's like, do the pedo thing again.
But didn't he coach Perth Glory and did he coach Australia too? Or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, he coached Australia.
Oh, the Glory Holes.
Yeah.
Perth Glory Holes. Tom can't talk about sport for longer than 10 seconds.
Giggle is up.
Let's go on the trending news there. Let's go. I was going to talk about how whether he wanted to play soccer growing up and, you know, learn more about Rory, but it's okay.
No, okay. Tell us a story about the old lady who fell down some stairs and landed in a crocodile pit. Whee.
That does sound good.
Yeah. That does sound good.
Do we have that one? No.
Yeah.
So the song first.
Trending I think news. Rory actually came up with
you
one.
You prepped the song, didn't you, for trending news?
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah. Do I get music? Have you got the music I gave
no,
you?
No, it's a cappella.
No, a cappella, okay. All right. Trending news. News that's trendy. All the information in a tiny beanie.
Nice. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Really
okay. Good. So first article is new knitwear by Pauline Hanson has just dropped.
Oh, you've been waiting for this, haven't you? The new
what,
Pauline Hanson knitwear.
Knitwear.
Yes. Line? So the One Nation leader Pauline Hanson is auctioning her collection of hand knitted sweaters to raise funds for her legal defence against Greens deputy leader. I'm going to butcher it.
Against
the Greens deputy leader.
What's his name?
Her name, sexist.
What's her name? Oh, you don't know what she's identifying as today?
Marine fuck you.
Marine, fuck you.
I'll tell you what's funny. I looked at this story and I was like, why is she getting sued by this woman? Pauline Hanson tweeted her and told her to go back to Pakistan. I don't know if she's from there, but she's throwing that shit around on Twitter.
Wait, so
she
works
quote,
for the government.
Pack your bags and piss off back to Pakistan.
pack your
bags.
Clever,
so she did like
a bit of alliteration there.
Pack your stamp.
So hold on. So Pauline Hanson is selling her own knitwear.
Known fashionista.
To fund her own campaign.
Fund her defense.
Defense.
Dude, that's so funny. It's like, you know when some people are like, oh yeah, you know, I've bought like Hitler's teapot or whatever it is. Like, that's what it is. It's like racist memorabilia.
Yeah, you've got like a glass cabinet. Like, this is the telephone.
This is the gollywog. This is the gollywog that Pauline Hanson made out of knitwear. Dude.
Here's an old Australian cheese brand I used to have.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's like Pauline Hanson's knitwear, like fucking
dude,
hell.
Dude, that'd be a good stage Jumper? Outfit.
Jumpers take the... Oh, yeah, I'm Googling it.
How much is it to wear that on stage?
Where,
and be like,
do you have the,
Pauline
you have the
Hanson
link?
Knitted this.
I have a photo of... Yeah, and Pauline Hanson models them as well.
Yeah, oh, but how do I buy it, Pauline Hanson?
Did you have a link for Frenchie to buy it?
I'll send it to you after.
I want to see this photo. Bye.
I reckon,
get it up, get
is
it up
there a
us.
Red one? Because you could sell it for more.
Oh, dude, she looks like the Wiggles, this bitch, dude. She's just pointing which country you've got to go back to. That's what she's doing. That way.
Yo.
That way. That's where you're going. And pack your bags and go that way.
She does.
Dude, look at her. She's like hot potato, no seasoning. That's what she wants.
She's like fruit salad, not to bully.
Yeah.
Two chugga chugga, stop the boat. Oh my goodness.
This bitch, look at her. And she's proud as well.
It's an auction. You've got a bid on them.
How much are they going for, do you reckon?
About 500 to 600 bucks.
Nah, next minimum bid, 750, 620, 650, 740.
Cheap? Jesus.
Nothing
Christ.
Cheaper.
Because if you got the red one, you could say it's knitted from her pubes, which might go for more if you resold
it. It's like the power racists.
Yeah, they jump on each other's shoulders.
Transform into one mega racist.
Mighty Morphin Power.
She's got stubby coolers.
It's fucking Optimus
She's
Prime
got a
time.
Full op shop.
Please explain Rum Edition.
She has merch.
Yeah, dude, she has her own. She has her own cartoon.
$20.
Her own one.
Yeah, she has her own cartoon.
Oh my
one
God.
One Nation can stubby you, cooler. I've got the Google guts it? To say what you're thinking.
Oh,
this one's for the gender-neutral wankers. This one's for the girls. State Premier stubby cooler. ScoMo and Barnaby stubby cooler.
It's
Jackie
like it just says on the stubby cooler. It just says, take me out and glass a lefty.
Dude,
yeah.
That's so
yeah.
Funny.
Recycle this bottle on some hippie's face.
Which... If you had to bid on one, if you had to wear one on the town,
and she comes
one?
With it as well, I get the bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I get one of these.
She's
looking sick.
She got them curves, bro.
Like, all right, so okay, which one are you banging? You got to pick one. Yeah, okay. Even though it's the same woman, all right? It's Tinder, right? Which one of these you want to get to swipe on one of them?
Oh, that's a good question. Which one are you that's going? That's a really good question. It's got to be one of the bottom left or bottom middle.
Yeah, I'm feeling you're on the bottom. See, I'm hitting that
feel
yellow vibe, bro.
You like the yellow?
I'm hitting the yellow. Oh. Yeah. I'm feeling a little bit of top left Pauline, bro.
Oh, that's so funny.
Not only does she hate as a sex position, but also as a political position. Top left.
Oh, he on.
Wow.
He on.
Damn. Oh, someone does have the little Wiggles.
Oh, someone's made the Wiggles.
That's great.
It's the Hansons.
Oh, Hanson.
The Hansons.
Oh, that'd be cool to make a shirt that says Hanson, and it's Chris Hanson from Catch a Predator.
Pauline
Hanson. Who's another one?
Marilyn Hanson.
All right, that's the end of the podcast. That's the end of the podcast.
You just couldn't think of one. At least I threw something out there.
When you say we couldn't think of it, neither could you.
But that's why I just threw
that
out.
Wasn't one.
Kept the banter going, kept the energy going.
He's like, you know what? This podcast needs more momentum.
More, exactly. Thank you. That's what I was trying to do.
All right, so you're not buying one too expensive. It's
no,
a bit
I'm
much.
Not spending $700, and that's someone who outbid me. Yeah.
That's also supporting her legal defense.
Oh yeah, but we support a lot of horrendous corporations with what we buy.
True.
none of them are good. But also, what's she getting sued? Is she getting sued, like slander or racial slander?
I think
what?
It's
discrimination,
racial discrimination.
What?
How many other discriminations are there?
I think she's said a lot worse things, to be honest. Out of all the things she gets
been sued
for.
More.
Yeah.
She should be selling a lot more sweaters.
Yeah, but she would she open up a sweatshop because she's against
the... Oh, hey, yo.
That's good.
Hey, yo.
It's foreign labor. She doesn't like that.
True.
No.
Full circle.
She can do it in the back of a fish and chip shop.
Bunch of redheads.
To be honest, she has a crazy story. You know what I mean?
What is her story?
The story is that she opened up a fish and chip shop. She got pissed off at Asian people and was like, I'm going to run for government so I can get rid of all these Asians. And you know what? She's doing pretty good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying she's a good person at all. But in her goal, in her pursuit, in her career, like, her vision board that she has at home, which is just pictures of Asians with circles and slashes through them, you know, I assume, she's getting there.
You're saying she's achieving her dreams.
You're saying her 10-step plan.
Like, you can definitely knock her political ideology. I don't agree with anything she says, but you cannot knock her determination and motivation, because if anyone's persistent, it's Pauline.
I reckon she could do an 8 Mile style movie.
Yeah.
Where it's like her rise to power.
Mm. Yeah, it's got 8 boats. And it's just
number 8. And it's like a Chinese menu or something like that.
Yeah, what's her, did we talk about her origin story once about why she does hate foreign people so much?
Yeah, what is...
Didn't we say she got her heart broken in high school by an exchange student?
Oh, really? Yeah, because I wanted to do Pauline Hanson the musical.
Oh, that's funny.
And it was going to be, it'd be her origin story and an Asian kid wouldn't date her because she had red hair, so then she hates all Asians.
All she wants is love from Wang Ping, the exchange student.
Yeah. I like the idea that she was doing a comedy show and it's only Asian people, and then she bombed.
Oh.
And then she literally just goes into the same path as the Joker.
Oh.
It's the same film, pretty much.
Yeah. The same film, just with her head.
Except instead of Gotham, it's like Ipswich or something.
Yeah, that's what she's from, Ipswich.
Perfect.
All right, next story.
Aussie OnlyFans girl finds out stepdad was her number one subscriber.
Oh, what a bloke. What a nice guy. Number one, though? Are you supposed to
support... How many she got?
Are you supposed
to... That's a valid question. How many she got? She only got two?
And two dads?
No.
If she's struggling for rent and he's like, okay, there's a way, and she's like too proud to take a hand out, he's like, I'm going to help you out, pay rent.
Okay, so it's like a Robin Williams film kind
of... Yeah, he probably doesn't look at it.
Yeah. Even though every time he does, he's like, this bitch got 450,000 subscribers?
I did read a little bit of this, and it did say that he was making special requests for content.
Oh, what are the special requests? Tell me.
I can get the video up.
Oh, no way. Get the video up. Get the video up.
Is this like...
And for the boys listening, what's a link?
Because, this is a weird... This is a weird moral conundrum, though, isn't it? Because it's like... You know, like, that's what you're on
How
there for.
For the stepdad bundle.
Like, you're, like, no, but like
Grant, can we get sound on, please?
Like, you're on there to kind of do that stuff. Like, that's what, like, you know, is it like your dad coming in and ordering McDonald's? Like, if you work at McDonald's, like, I know it's gross, but you're doing a service and, like...
It's entertainment.
If anything, dude, the stepdad could be doing it to prove a point. You
know
what I mean? Here's some crazy stuff. Like, do this. Let's push your limits. Do you really want to fucking do this?
And
it could be like a super psych out like bluff from the stepdad being like, I don't like you on there. Your mom doesn't like you on there. Here's how bad it could be. I'll jump on there and I'll fucking watch everything you do. And
that,
but watch this and be like, it's a picture of him holding his dick on. Say my name and your mom's name at the same time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Would you fuck me or you? Dad.
Immediately I'm just in defense mode. I'm like, no, come on, you know, give stepdad a chance. And then we get on there and it's just him going, fucking
sneak into my room when mum goes to sleep. I'm not saying that. But I will say that at least it's just her stepdad following her. Yeah. It's not her actual dad.
All right, let's watch this.
She doesn't know her actual
dad. Depends how long he's been around, I reckon.
Plus, then she makes a video about it. That's crazy.
Like I said in a previous video, we messaged every single day on the website.
Well, that's
on
you
at
some point.
We would make requests almost every single day. One of them was to see the underwear that I was wearing every day. At the time, I was working still. So I was out of the house 5 days a week. And he would ask for pictures in the bathroom or the change rooms of wherever I was. He also requested that when I was filming solo content at home, that I would not do it in the bathroom or in the shower. He always wanted it to be on my bed or on the floor of my bedroom, which, he's mind you, he had access to this room every single day. He also was helping out do the washing at home with said underwear. I actually have here a little notebook from the time, and it says the name of the username, change room slash public stuff, that he was wanting. Here is the custom content.
Okay, all right. All right, first things first. Like, you reckon it's real? Or you reckon she's doing it for clout?
No, I reckon it's real, 100%. Because we've heard similar stories before.
Because she's getting huge. She's getting huge publicity off it. Like, if you guys are talking about it.
I feel like that'd be too crazy for her personal life to bring up such a fucking.
But if she doesn't even have a stepdad, no one will give a fuck. Someone will just make it up.
You know what I mean?
Like, people snitch, bro.
She went through how she got found out the username and the detective work she did.
I don't think people.
How did she find out? Can you summarize?
So. The username was very particular, and then she saw the same username had viewed her TikTok profile, and it said, from your contacts, like phone contacts.
Oh, dude, because she's got the number in the phone!
Oh, damn.
Dude, that's not even detective work. That's TikTok going, yo, this motherfucker's looking at you! Oh, dude, that's so gross. Is that she Aussie as well? Is that Australia? Oh, that's gross.
As someone who's done a lot of espionage,
it's Frenchy.
She should have done that. It's Frenchy.
That's hectic. So what's the final verdict? Is she still...
Her mum and has broken up with the stepfather.
Dude. I mean, good
and
call.
He's been there. That's I think he's been around creepy. Since she was a young kid. So
that's so much worse.
Woody Allen shit.
Yikes.
That's gross.
Yikes.
Fun story. Great for the podcast. Made everything really lighthearted.
Can we go back to those sweaters that redhead was
wearing? Yeah,
back to the racist. Okay. Do you want to do the next stories?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Unless it's as horrific as that one, then I could probably suggest maybe a lighter story about a duck riding a surfboard or something. Dude.
I would second the duck riding the surfboard story, please.
Okay. We've got two articles here that I've titled Too Fat to Fly.
Yes. Okay.
So this is open up to debate. So the first one here is a TikTok from a plus-size TikToker who argues that...
A plus-size TikToker? She's on minute hour.
She's got to use that 0.5 setting on her mobile to film it.
It's not TikTok.
Yeah, it's a fisheye lens.
It's not TikTok, it's Ding Dong. Like, you know what I mean? It's got a much louder ring to it. It's plus-size TikToker, dude. Ding Dong.
Old grandfather clock.
Yes.
It's only like sections of faces.
It's at a 3 frame per second rate, dude. That's what it comes at. It's like filming out a Nokia from like the mid-90s.
People listening are probably like, oh, come on, guys. And then if you see her, you'll be like, yeah, she's a plus-size TikToker. And this was her complaining about not being able to fit through the aisle on a plane.
Oh, dude, if you can't fit through the aisle...
Oh,
honestly,
shit.
It's discrimination that they can't build wider aisles in airplanes.
But you turn sideways.
2023, she said.
Oh, okay. No, she fits sideways.
Yeah, man.
And dude, that's this, through the first class section. That's the first class section.
Dude, this chick's smuggling pillows. Look at her, dude. What's going on here?
Yeah, she...
At least the seats would be a bit more comfortable.
Look how small that backpack looks on her back.
Yeah, that's a European dude, backpacker's
that's
backpack.
That's a full-size luggage. She was supposed to check that in.
Bruh.
No, but let's just say it's not your choice, right? Yes. Let's just say it's not your choice. Say, you know, you've got one of them types.
Yeah, eating disorder where you have to eat heaps of food.
Yeah, so you got like Lizzo-itis or whatever you got, dude. And you can't go, you know, it's not your fault. It's the same as someone being like hell tall.
Yes.
Like, it's not your fault. It's like, well, what are you going to do? Be like, oh, we'll change
a plane.
Door frames?
Yeah.
Can you change all the door frames in the world? It's like, nah, this is regulation size, man. Like, this is what the government sat down and went, yo, if you're too big to get through this, you fucking fat, bro. Even the government has a standard measurement where it's like, we can get couches through this. It's 950. That's what it is. I know exactly how much it is.
Oh.
It's 950 millimeters, dude.
And it's like, some people are small, like
five
little
centimeters,
people,
dude. If you are
you can't
five,
make everything smaller.
If you're 5 centimeters shorter than like a meter wide, then dude, you need to buy your own plane. You should and to be honest, if you probably didn't, you could, if you like cut down,
save some money.
Yeah, not being able to fit through an aisle, at some point you're like, Get the Glad wrap. Wrap me up.
Yeah, like wrap, I like I don't wrap, I'm, wrap like, me up. I've never fed a hippopotamus, but I assume it takes a lot of money to do one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
no, you're not wrong.
I
fed a few.
I don't have much sympathy for people like that.
I do, but I'm just a better person than you.
What are they gonna do? Get a jumbo a jet?
No, it's not even like that. It's just kind of like it sucks. Like it sucks if you're that big, but you're big.
She kind of did fit through the aisles. I think the problem's gonna be when you fucking sit next to someone.
Mm.
Like when people are like, oh, you shouldn't pick up fat people. I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't pick up fat people. That's not a fat person. That's two. You know what I mean? that's not a fat person, dude.
So you think two against one's
dude,
fair?
Dude, straight up, bro. Like,
but what did the next airline do? Why did I see a video of
like
someone?
Like, you can't get in your seat. A lady not, getting weighed. Who sold her the ticket? Uh-huh. Like, that's where the issue should be.
Wait for this next one, Rory. Alex, why did I see a video of some lady getting weighed at the airline?
So a traveller shared a TikTok of another passenger who was asked
I love
to
that
step
already.
On the baggage scale before takeoff.
Please
she
show
was
us this.
Asked to step on wait the woman was asked to step on the baggage scale because she claimed she was 130 pounds, which is about 60 kilograms.
Okay, I'm excited to
but
see
why
this.
Did she have to lie though?
Because they were going on a small aircraft and then they needed travelers weight for safety reasons.
Oh, like a tiny, like a 10-seater or something.
I'm excited to watch this video. You have this video?
I feel like they wouldn't
know the video's been deleted, but I do have a photo of it.
Okay.
I feel like they wouldn't have cut her out if they just said the weight. I think it's more about distributing the weight.
Look at that.
Oh, that's degrading.
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't say that she's like that fat.
No, she shouldn't have lied.
Don't lie.
Like, yeah, she's not.
It was
like
more about like to balance out the sides of the plane because they're smaller. They'll fucking be off center or something.
And I actually wouldn't like because there's those weighing things where you're like, I wonder how much I weigh.
And also, did they weigh everyone?
No,
I think it's because she was obviously lying. She's like, I'm 60 kilograms.
Oh,
and they're like,
fair.
Bro, you're
she could be small. She could be like short. I don't know.
Nah, she's not 60.
Is it easy to smuggle cocaine the bigger you are or not?
Yeah,
surely.
You got more body pockets.
But also, you're more obvious, I think, and you move slower.
I don't know. I reckon you could get some fucking snails of cocaine in there, like long
snails.
Like little snakes of cocaine.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to do it in the rolls.
I can see that. Do you have another story, Alex?
I've got a few more, but we're at about 55 minutes, I was a bit late because I was trying to deal with the air conditioner.
Give us one more, and then we'll move on to the final.
Yeah. So we've still got the fake news segment to come.
Oh, yeah. So we've been doing this segment since you've been on here.
I've kind of been watching this.
Yeah, it's confusing, right? If you don't know.
It's very confusing.
If you don't
know,
you're like, that doesn't seem right.
I'm like, Frenchie's really losing it, dude.
It's very fun.
You know what I mean?
It's
so what we do is the audience is in on it. They know we're just talking shit, but then they'll support it in the comments and be like, I heard this as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So we try and get something. We did it with Zac Efron, said he was dating a chick from Nowra Maccas, and it got picked up by news articles as real news.
Yeah, that's
so the idea is to say something crazy that could be almost
because celebrities
believed.
Will never defuse it. They'll never come out and say, this is wrong.
Yeah.
So we can pretty much say whatever we want.
So the idea is we can do multiple takes, but we've got to make it look like we're all serious.
What's trending at the moment? Who are we going to do it about?
So we've got Pauline Hanson.
Oh, yeah. I was saying I want to do something about her selling other things, so not just sweaters, like bathwater, like a Belle Delphine type
story.
Okay, go.
Right. Yeah,
Kim Kardashian was on the internet, I think, today, just crying. She's like, it's so hard being a single mom. It's like, you're a billionaire. You probably...
Yeah.
Oh, dude, she'd have so
probably
many
hard because you've never seen your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so true. Because Davidson's dick's in your mouth the whole time.
She's moved on to other. He's gone. I think she's dating a Laker or something.
Yeah, because she was courtside for two games in a row. And Drake says, if your girl courtside, she fucking someone on the team.
Yeah.
I think it had a bit more rhythm than that. But yeah.
That was pretty much. Yeah, if your girl courtside, she fucking someone on the team. It's a dream. Drake City, Mem 5.
That was my backup.
Yeah.
I like the support.
Yo, she could be fucking the ref.
That's funny.
Because no one will see that coming.
No one would see that coming.
And he's got old money or something.
Austin Reeves, probably. I think that's what
the old money ref is.
Looks a young
all right, I'll tell you my Pauline news.
Okay, go for it.
So a lot of people might have seen in the news, Pauline Hanson's been doing some crowdfunding because she's actually getting sued. So you would have seen she's selling some of her sweaters that she knitted, which is totally random. But if you go to her website, she's selling a bunch of other stuff as well. She's selling used bath water.
Oh, for how much?
It's only $20 a cup. I don't know why they're doing it in cups.
It comes out in cups. It comes out in cups, dude. Just open vessel shipping. Is that what it is? It's just out there.
So you can shut it down.
Littlest containers worth of Pauline Hanson's bathwater. This is supposed to be a believable segment, mate. Okay. She's not out there just, and you know they're all in those like different colored kids' plastic cups. Like there's a blue one and an orange one and a green one. Cups.
Okay.
Sort it out.
That'll work, Tom. That'll work.
Sort it out. No, that's not good. No one's going to. What, they got glad wrap over the top of them?
That'll work.
It just come like a miso soup.
No, because they scoop it out by the cup and then they put it in a container. Everyone knows that.
A little flask.
All right. Yeah.
Let me go.
Tell us to start again.
$20 isn't bad. What else is on there?
On her website?
Yeah.
You can buy toenails, which I thought was weird. They're in little like Ziploc bags. Yep. They're quite long, which is strange.
At least they're contained. At least we're not spilling them. At least we've got our containering problem
solved.
Rory
can't get over the cup thing. It's good.
Right,
what are they in? Mine? We'll go
put,
again. We'll
put
go.
The toenails. Put the toenails in a Ziploc bag, but leave the water out just to do its thing. Do
Comes
that.
In a soggy package.
Okay, go again, Tom, because otherwise Rory will never be able to get over
oh,
this.
Oh, no, my parcel's wet. That is the parcel.
You can have a top on a cup. Everyone knows.
You can
no
have
one
a
wanna,
top on
no
a
one
cup.
Else
like
is
a little
t-shirt
that just says
that.
Pauline on it. Yeah.
Okay. Go again then.
Again, the same one.
Start from the beginning.
Okay.
All right. Hey Tom, have you? Yeah, I'm setting it up.
Okay.
Hey Tom, I heard you've got some crazy news for us.
Yeah, guys, we've got Kieran Lyons on the podcast.
Just want to get some of that cup water, please. Can I get some of the cup water? Don't tell anyone. We're going to get some of the cup water.
Okay, I'll start off. Tom, what's this I hear about Pauline Hanson selling jumpers?
Yeah, so Pauline's had to go out like crowdfunding from all these people because she's getting sued for saying racist shit on Twitter.
No fucking way. What'd she say?
I know. Who knew Pauline Hanson was racist? She told a lady to go back to Pakistan, basically, and now she's selling jumpers. But what's weird, you go on her website, she's also selling handfuls of water from the bath.
Handfuls.
See, I just blew up my own bit.
Yeah. And lidless saucepans. A saucepan size
she's
worth of
She's selling
bath
the
water.
Bottom half of all Tupperware containers.
And she sends the package, doing. But she doesn't close the envelope. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. All right, different
open
story.
Water
all
right, bombs.
No,
open water bombs.
I thought you were going to go, she's selling backpacks and luggage. Like, that's what she's making now. She's making luggage.
You know what Kim K won then?
Yeah, tell us why she was crying on Instagram.
Kim Kardashian has been on the internet again lately. She's broken the internet again. She's actually been crying for two reasons. One, she feels like it's really hard to be a single mum and she's struggling with single mum life.
Mm.
Two, she had to just sell her $8 billion home.
$8 billion?
Yeah. So she's just sold the house for $8 billion and... She's also a bit upset that it's difficult to be a single mum.
Poor thing. Mm. I do feel for her.
Yeah.
This is a lot harder than what it is, isn't it, for you?
Look at
Where's
you
your
making
riffing?
Fun of Tom?
Where's well, his riffing? You're supposed to be moving forward.
I'll just do the one I did before. But I didn't know where to go from your one because you gave us the $8 billion house sale and everyone's like, that's way less believable than the cup water. Yeah. The cup water's more believable than that.
$8 billion's an expensive house.
Right.
I was going to say
and
something
And $25 is expensive for a cup of water, bro.
Not if it's got Pauline's pubes in it.
Mm. All right, go on, you do one then.
I'll just do the one. So Kim Kardashian has been seen at every Lakers home game lately, courtside. Everyone's speculating who she's dating now.
One of the players, maybe?
No, word on the street is that it's actually not a player. She's hooking up with one of the refs.
Which one?
Scott Foster, I believe. He's a good-looking 50-year-old man, like really muscly. One of the best refs in the game. So it only makes sense that she's elevating to the next level.
He's the guy who I heard comes from like old money. So he does the reffing because he loves it. But he's worth like $4 billion, I think.
Yeah, his dad actually invented Foster's.
Yep. Yeah, the beer.
The beer.
And, yeah. And he's great at eating ass. Yeah, that's perfect.
That's funny.
See, that's how you do it, bro.
Are these going into the actual podcast or are these takeaways? Oh, okay, yes.
Because they like seeing the bloopers as
well. Oh, yeah, they like to see us.
Isn't that the whole podcast?
Yeah, exactly. They watch a real podcast after this.
What's one more we can do? What's one more we can do? Do you want to do the single mum one? I can riff on that with you.
I can make one up.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
Who's in the news?
Taylor Swift and Matty Healy are going out.
Oh, Taylor Swift and the 1975 lead singer Matt Healy. He's toxic. We don't like him if we're Swift fans.
Do we not like him?
Beyonce just started her world tour in fucking UK, I think.
I think it was Sudan.
Taylor Swift's doing her show. She just did 3 hours in the rain. If you English Premier League just wrapped up, Man City won it. So if you want to do any riffs on them, in terms of the Aussie stuff.
Or you could talk about from my Woman's Day magazine.
Just do exact
Nicole's
story
nightmare.
That.
Katie and Keith flirting on set. Keith Urban, Katy Perry, Nicole Kidman's nightmare.
How the fuck is Keith Urban still in the news?
I don't know. Apparently he's big in the US.
Doing what? Is he a country singer?
I thought he was banging
Kylie for a while, wasn't he? Wasn't that his thing?
I think he's been with
Nicole
for ages.
Bro.
Nicole Kidman.
Oh, okay. All right. What about the King of England just bought Jeffrey Epstein's island?
Okay, yeah. Oi,
I was actually thinking about that's
buying.
Good. That's good.
Someone did just buy
I
it.
I actually
though.
Just was on some Twitter dark thread.
The dark web.
And someone's
web
got,
Twitter.
Someone's
book
got
face
proof
Graham
that Epstein was blackmailing Bill Gates because Bill Gates hooked up with one of Epstein's girls or something like that.
Oh shit!
So I haven't had time to look in. I was on the train as I was going here. I was like, "Yo, that would make sense, eh?" But it could also be a lot right wing dude going, "I've got proof."
Yeah, Twitter's not the most factually.
Yeah, pretty
safe
hard to
place.
A black guy, a guy who invented the computer and owns computers.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
But that was in the 90s, bro. They were using floppy disks by then. He doesn't even know about TikTok yet, bro.
As soon as someone goes on a Mac, he's out.
Yeah, he's out, bro. Yeah. He don't know nothing about Macs. Mm. So what rumor, what are you doing? You're doing Prince Charles or something?
Oh, the Epstein Island thing.
Yeah, who's the king again? What's he called?
Charles.
Charles, all right. I should know that. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in.
You want to do it like that,
yeah.
It's breaking.
Someone just crashed their fucking car. You scared him.
Sorry to interrupt this important podcast, but we have a message that needs to be said.
Are you
Frenchie's gay.
Are you about to tell us? Are you about to tell us that Sandy Hook didn't happen?
All right, guys, the frogs—they're fucking.
What does that guy say?
The frogs are gay, and squirrels are lesbians. Yeah. The queen's a monkey that's trained to talk to dolphins.
You can do it, Rory. You can do it.
What am I
believe
doing?
In
all
you.
Right, dude, did you hear this crazy story that just happened recently? Like, I never thought that anyone would do it, but because the Epstein Island, because everyone's gone.
Yeah.
They put it up for sale.
Oh, wow. That's pretty big
Who
news.
Who bought it?
Yeah, crazy, because how the British Empire, like...
They like to buy things.
They like to buy land
Invading
stuff.
Land, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. King Charles.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, King Charles just bought the pedo island.
Epstein's Island. What's he going to do with it?
Probably let his brother go there.
Ah, Andrew.
Yeah, it's probably the only place they can put him.
And build a resort too or something, or not?
Cage.
Maybe.
Just a cage.
I didn't look into their architectural plans.
King Charles bought Epstein's Island. You heard it here first.
Man, that guy's got his big fat fingers in everything.
Mm. Yeah. The family jewels are going to a different island, aren't they?
Who wants a massage? Okay. That's beautiful then.
Cool. Oh my God, at least run it out smoothly.
Oh, so... When's your next tour? Tell the people.
Before we finish, you're going on tour, aren't you?
He is going on tour.
Here's some more fake news.
Let's get a bag tour, isn't it?
No, that's the after party.
After party?
He sells these tote bags called Let's Get a Bag on it. They're great.
I do have one.
They're great.
Yeah, I am selling tote bags that say, should we get a bag on them, which is very funny. Because I'm hilarious.
That is a good idea.
You know what would be good fake news?
What?
Because your show's called Beast, yeah?
Yeah.
Mr. Beast suing you because you called your tour Beast.
That'd be cool.
That actually would be good fake news. Yeah. Good if you can promo. Get that traction. Yeah, a little promo, bro. You got to think about that shit. Or sell some knitters for your tour too.
Yeah, I was actually going to make little baby socks.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
What?
Yeah, they're whites only. I'm pitching it to Pauline Hanson.
Okay. You start, is it July your tour starts?
Yeah, start on July 5th in Ballarat and then go Bendigo, Melbourne, Brisbane, Gold Coast, Sydney, Adelaide, Perth, Manjibup. Newcastle.
Me?
Yeah, Manjibup. Yeah,
what I'm going there.
Are we going there?
We're going there, yeah.
Manjibup.
Manjibup, yeah, it's like a
mining town.
Sounds like a fucking line from like a Dizzy Rascal song. Girl got Manjibup.
Girl got Manjibup.
Guaguan man.
Guaguan.
Girl got that Manjibup.
Let's get them peas.
Got
brother.
Them mad ting jokes peas. Coming out in Manjibup.
Manjibup. Yeah.
Bomberclat head in the Newcastle. And then pussy holes going to. Go to Central Coast and then, you know, big clapping it up with the Prime Minister in Canberra.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is that your last show in Canberra?
Yeah, last show's
what
in
a
Canberra.
Way to finish the fuck tour. Yeah, love that.
UC Theatre at the university.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know abortions are free in Canberra? One of the bits I've been talking about.
Fun fact.
But it's true.
Okay, let's finish off with the final questions then, the final five we call them.
Oh, you asked me.
Is that all we got left?
Yep.
Yeah, just fun questions. And you're generally supposed to answer quickly, but...
No. I didn't see you. Wasn't
me. Okay. Rory, who was your first celebrity crush?
Either Eva Mendes or Rosanna Dawson.
Roseanne Barr.
Who's Rosanna Dawson?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah, I know who
she's in Clerks
2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's in like Star Wars.
Isn't she the foreign exchange student from American Pie?
Nope.
No.
She dated Eric Andre at one point.
Did she?
Mm. Oh, Rosario Dawson.
Oh, Rosario,
I know her.
Yeah,
she's beautiful.
Oh, you called her a white name, Roseanne.
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr, I think. Can you put in Roseanne Barr gorgeous. For us?
Next question.
She's lovely. Wait, I want to see what he's getting. Okay.
Is that your celebrity crush?
Yeah.
Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
From Roseanne.
Beautiful.
It's
okay.
Tracy from 60 Minutes Mum. That's what it is.
Okay. Who do you think is the hottest cartoon character?
Oh, the chick from the Goofy movie.
Oh.
Get it up, please.
Dude, oh, Goofy's partner.
No, Max. The Goofy's son, Max, has a crush on this chick. I know immediately. This is like the girl. Ooh. And to be honest, almost every girl I've ever dated kind of looks like this.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Like, my girlfriend looks like her.
Yeah,
oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That's weird. There's like a person who looks like her.
Yeah.
But it kind of looks
jerked off to that. I took that photo.
Okay, Rory.
Yeah.
If you had to go on a celebrity boxing event, who would you most like to fight?
Frenchie. Like, really, I would love to fight you. I think me and you would have such a good fight.
No, we wouldn't. You would very easily win. Celebrity soccer tournament, I'd beat you, but fighting.
I would love to fight Frenchie.
That would be so funny.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Kenny tag team with Lewis Spears because they're the same height and weight.
Yeah, bro.
I would love to fight you.
I bet you would.
It's so much fun. Dude, imagine how awful his trash talk would be before in the press conference.
Oh, bro.
You know?
I would love to see it. Your press conferences would be so funny.
Yeah, it'd be so good.
It would be great.
I would enjoy the press conference part. Yeah. Fighting not so much.
I'd rock up with my own six-pack drawn on. I'd be like, oh, take that, dude.
Show it off first.
Yeah, dude.
Get to the weigh-in first.
With my own fake gold chain on, I'd do it.
I'll buy you one.
Jealousy is a curse. If you could join any band, past or present, who would you pick?
The Band of Merry Men.
That's a great answer.
From Robin Hood. Great answer. I would love to be one of the Merry Men.
That's a great
You'd be
answer.
Big John, I reckon.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
Little John.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Little John and Robin Hood running through the forest. Oodle-laddy, oodle-laddy, golly, what a day.
Oh, he really knows it. There you go.
Okay, who, apart from people you've met, possibly in this room, who do you think is the most overrated comedian?
I think it's the most overrated comedian. Are we talking like, are we firing this out to like just Australian comics? Or are we doing
No, go worldwide.
I might just stick locally.
Go worldwide. Someone people will know.
Worldwide.
Like, who do you think's
comic.
Very like you see they've got a Netflix special, you're like, they're actually fucking trash.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a few people that I'm just like, I don't even know who you are or why you're on here, but I don't really watch them because I kind of get over it. Controversially, I think Chappelle's probably a bit overrated.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, like he's very good and he's still the best, but I think people idolize him in a different way, to especially lately, you know, because he's more of like a...
He's different energy.
Yeah, he's more of like
sure.
an artist now, like a Kanye figure. Like
my peak was...
He's left comedy.
Chappelle show for sure was the peak for me of my enjoyment.
His first show?
Yes.
Okay. Since then, it's gone
that's
downhill
when
for
he
you.
Was 19, bro. That was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the weirdest porn you've ever watched?
Oh, okay. I had like a stint for a while where I was watching like cartoon porn.
Yeah.
But like not like
that hentai shit.
Yeah, like the crazy, like a big octopus. Giant, like demon orc thing would like fuck a tiny little Asian girl. It's like,
is that why you had to stop smoking weed for a bit?
No, that was when I was sober, dude. I was like, the world. I've done that. Some of the girls in those have dicks as well.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's like a she-male. Orc titted woman,
but cartooned.
Yeah, it's like 3D rendering.
Did you ever start drawing your own? Like,
no, I did draw penises for a while. Put hats on them.
Oh,
that's pretty
cool.
Funny.
Yeah.
Last question: if you can star in any film or franchise, what are you picking?
Butt Slut 7.
Okay, perfect.
Was the best one.
Yeah, all...
it was like old Chappelle.
Benjamin Button. Idiot.
The all male.
Butt Slut 7! Seventh time with the sluts who love butts.
It's only dudes in that.
No, dudes.
That's awesome. Anything else you want to say, Alex?
No, that's it.
Okay, nothing else on the doc. Rory, thank you for coming. If you'd like to
Rory.
Check out his tour, his show, RoryLowComedy.com slash tickets or just .com?
Just .com, it's all on the home screen.
Yeah, he's coming to a place near you or not.
Yeah, and don't worry about opening for me. I've got someone else.
Okay, who you got? what? Throwing that out on me now?
No, he was just relaying a message from Bert, actually.
Okay, thanks, Bert. Okay, well, I guess I'm not opening. I was going to throw that out there right at the end, but I didn't get the call up. He will not be on this podcast again, so I hope you enjoyed this episode.
See me next week on Tom and Rory.
After sold-out runs at the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, opens on Broadway this summer. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine People Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.